Welcome to the Stuffed Fabulist on Air, audio commentaries by Jeffrey Grosshans from the website www.stuffedfabulous.com. These copyrighted commentaries present an independent point of view in the form of original fables and parables on psychological, social, political, spiritual, and philosophical questions of today. The ultimate moral or lesson of each tale is left to the listener to decide. The following tale concerns the common practice of excusing personal transgressions by blaming them on some power over which one has no control, and yet cannot do without. The Beast Within. Once a beast within spent a lot of time licking its wounds. That wasn't surprising. It had suffered one wound after another over the years. The life of a beast within struck it at times like a walk through a bramble patch, with every step a courting of new thorns. On all sides were sharp weeds that tore at the skin and brought fresh pain to the surface. This pain the beast nursed in private for the most part. Experience had taught it there were fewer complications that way, at least in one's day-to-day contacts with the outside world. You had to be careful not to show too much of the inner you, or to expect too much sympathy from others. They had their own secrets to shield from sight. The beast within could tell this was true as it rode the 6:15 into town each morning. All the seats were occupied by outwardly self-confident riders, intent upon their newspapers or checking their voicemail before they reached the office. To look at them, you'd never guess they'd spent the night struggling with their own beast within, or were still adjusting themselves to hide the telltale evidence before the train came to a stop. It was strange that after all this time, they still fought so hard to vanquish, bind, cripple, or simply repudiate the inner companion that had stood by them for so long and had received nothing but ingratitude in return. Their beast within was always there when they needed its help with some detour from the straight and narrow, some depravity or cruelty or betrayal that might have to be denied or explained away later. In return, it asked only for the slightest acknowledgment. Yet what did it receive in exchange for this goodwill? Whenever things went wrong, who got the sticks and stones? Instead of doing the right thing, standing by their beast within, and taking on themselves at least part of the blame. Those who'd been more than happy to benefit from its selfless devotion sought to divorce themselves from it as quickly as possible. They turned away as from a pariah, cursing it and accusing it of having driven them to these regrettable lapses. Soon they'd convinced themselves it was their inner beast that was to blame for every misstep they'd ever made. Casting the full guilt upon it, they sought forgiveness for themselves alone, pledging to shun it forevermore. Was it any surprise the beast felt betrayed and lashed back in self-defense at times? In its view, it had only acted out of loyalty to their deepest desires. The results of these painful disputes were obvious, and the train car was full of them. Seemingly composed ticket holders who were inwardly counting the wounds they'd given and received, feeling themselves deeply wronged and wishing they could creep away somewhere to lick clean the worst of what they'd suffered. For it was, without doubt, a wound-licking age. More fables and parables like the one you've just heard are available for reading, downloading, and forwarding at www.stuffedfabulous.com. Bound collections of tales in the series Likely Stories, Contemporary Fables and Parables, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 can also be ordered through bookstores or directly through the Orders page on the website.